take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. So enjoy those. And that's at freetalklive.com. Still a little under the weather, feeling a little bit better today, though, so that's an improvement. Always good when the sickness improves the next day instead of spiraling downward into just utter hell.
I'd say I'm probably at an even keel, like same as I was yesterday.
Well, we're going to break the show out here with some of the most... Yesterday, we started the show with the most absurd news of the year, and this may be the most important news of the year. From the Associated Press, Punxsutawney Phil predicts early spring. That's right, a new pair of hands pulled Punxsutawney Phil from his stump this year, so it was only fitting that the groundhog offered a new prediction.
Did they bite him?
I don't know.
Bite them, I guess.
Phil did not see his shadow on Friday, which according
to... Phil regularly bites the people that try to pull him out. I love that. That's the part of the story that I love the best. The groundhog bit two people this year.
Phil, do you get extra? Do you get like bonuses if he bites you or something?
I don't think it means hail or anything like that. It just means that, hey, leave the damn groundhog alone.
Phil didn't see his shadow Friday, which according to German folklore means folks can expect an early spring instead of six more weeks of winter. And considering that we haven't really had winter yet, then that's an interesting prediction. Since 1886...
It's snowing outside. You're saying we don't have winter.
This is the fourth snow of the year up here in New Hampshire.
It's still snowing.
I guess some people have had winter, but we haven't really. Since 1886, Phil has seen his shadow 96 times, hasn't seen it 15 times, and there are no records for 9 years, according to the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club. Last time Phil failed to see his shadow was in 1999. More than 15,000 revelers milled about in the misty snow waiting for the prediction as fireworks exploded overhead and the Pennsylvania polka and other music blared in the background.
He had to have bit somebody with all that noise going on. Now, what do they do? Now, Phil has to want to be back in his hole pretty badly. He's not going to be out there for the crowds lifting up his little fat groundhog girth so that he can look at his shadow. What are they? Are they standing with a boot on him? I mean, how are they holding Phil in place?
I don't know how the behind-the-scenes works on that. Not sure. It's an excellent question. Sammy Gaynor, who's 17, said she and her father first attended the ceremony about 4 years ago. Since then, it's been just good memories of things I do together with my dad. You know, nice to have something to do. Richard Gaynor said, it's just kind of fun seeing people go crazy about a groundhog. Longtime handler Bill Dealey retired and was replaced.
The fun part is watching the groundhog bite people.
Does he actually live in the local... Like, do they have a special place where he is all year long, or do they bring him out with a special hole that he's in at that just that one day?
It's my understanding. I don't know. They've got the guy named, right? Punxsutawney
Phil.
Which is his... So, I mean, I guess that's where he is, too, right? So they've got him named. So I would imagine that they probably have a fence around him and somebody takes care of him throughout the year. But you would think that they would tame him a little bit. You know, teach him about not biting people and stuff. But Phil pretty much bites every year.
Now, I wonder if it's like, what's his name? Shamu at the SeaWorld. You know how they essentially they have different Shamus over time? One Shamu will die, and then they'll have a new Shamu. They'll just call him Shamu, so everyone always thinks that it's always been the same Shamu. Has there been another Punxsutawney Phil?
I'm certain there's been ones throughout the ages, just as Lassie and Rin Tin Tin were cycled in and cycled out. My question is, do they just find a groundhog hole and call that guy Punxsutawney Phil?
I don't know. I think it's probably the same Punxsutawney Phil every year. I mean, how many groundhog holes are there? How easy are these things to find?
I would imagine the holes are pretty easy to find. Reach down and just get yourself a groundhog at it. It can't be very easy.
There's a new handler who has been replaced by the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club Inner Circle members. So they've sort of got, you know, like the Masons and the Illuminati? There's the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club Inner Circle. So there's the club, and then there's the Inner Circle. These are the guys that make decisions.
Secret handshakes. These are the ones that rule. These are international bankers that rule the world.
At least bankers in Punxsutawney. It's a lot of work, but it's exciting to know you're part of one of the most phenomenal parts of American folklore, says Hughes. Each February 2nd, thousands of people descend on Punxsutawney, a town of just 6,100 people, about 65 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, to celebrate what had been essentially a German superstition. You know what? This is what we get for letting immigrants into this country, Mark. Silly traditions like Punxsutawney Phil. If it weren't for those Germans coming over here, those Krauts.
Yep.
I'm being facetious.
I know, it's just silly.
I think it's fine. In fact, if it weren't for the German people, then the town of Punxsutawney would probably have absolutely nothing to its name.
Mm-hmm.
The Germans believe that if a hibernating animal cast a shadow on February 2nd, which is the Christian holiday of Candlemas, winter would last another 6 weeks. If no shadow was seen, legend said spring would come early.
See, now, this is the part that I've never understood about the whole groundhogs thing. It would seem to me winter, dark, overcast. Like, those things go together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, he's not going to cast his shadow
most of the time
in winter. And therefore, you know, you would say that spring should come when it's sunny. He should cast his shadow and then there should be spring. Mm-hmm. Because, oh, look, spring's here. It's February 2nd. Now, of course, I grew up in Florida, and to me, there really wasn't a winter.
Right.
So, didn't quite get it, but I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. It seems to me that if he casts a shadow, spring should come early instead of 6 more weeks. And if he doesn't cast a shadow, then it should be 6 more weeks. It should be the opposite way.
Well, don't ask me to explain superstitions to you, Mark.
No, there's no way. I'm not asking
no
you
logic
to,
behind
I'm not asking you to explain them. I'm just saying this doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. The idea that a groundhog can predict the weather is just as asinine that you can get 7 years of bad luck from breaking a mirror or walking underneath a ladder or seeing a black cat. I mean, it's all in that same category to me.
Well, you know, there's parts of that, I suppose, make some sense. I mean, you break a mirror, it is bad luck to break a mirror because you could cut yourself. It is bad luck to walk under a ladder because, you know, you could get hurt or you could hurt the person on the ladder.
Right.
These things make some sense. It should be bad luck to reach into a hole in the ground and pull out a rodent with sharp teeth. That should be bad luck.
Rick McFerrin, an administrator at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, some 30 miles away, walked the whole way to the ceremony. What? 30 miles? To celebrate his 60th birthday and raise money for breast cancer research. Now, that's more newsworthy than Punxsutawney Phil, in my opinion.
I would say it is, but there's lots of people walking amounts of miles for breast cancer research.
I would say there aren't very many 60-year-olds walking 30 miles.
A long way to walk.
That is a long walk. He said he was skeptical of the groundhog's prediction, quote, "It's supposed to get bitter cold this weekend," said McFerrin. Well, there you have it. Punxsutawney Phil failing to see his shadow for the first time in 8 years.
I wonder what Punxsutawney Phil's, what the legend manages to produce. In fact, does it work? Have they been able to
have they run the numbers?
Right. Have they shown over time that when he sees his shadow, that in fact spring does come early? No. That in fact it is 6 more weeks of winter? Or when
I wonder
he doesn't,
about that. I'm surprised,
does it come early?
I'm surprised they don't address that in the article, because that would seem to be a frequently asked question.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No.
You're kidding.
It's shocker.
Is
all it does is get these people from the Punxsutawney Phil Club bitten. That's all. And I've got to say, that's my favorite part.
Maybe
so keep it up, folks.
Maybe it's an honor to be bitten by Punxsutawney Phil. You know? Like, it's special.
It's got to hurt. I've still got a scar on my hand from getting bitten by my hamster.
Really?
I was a child.
Wow.
There it is. See the little scar?
I see that on your thumb there.
That's right. No, that's a hammer scar.
Oh, okay.
But this is from a hamster.
Gotcha.
And now if a little bitty hamster can do that, what do you think Punxsutawney Phil can do?
I don't know.
He can put a hurting on it. He can take a finger off.
1-800-259-9231. Do you have any silly superstitions that maybe at one time you followed and you don't anymore? Because obviously if you follow superstitions today, you probably won't be likely to label them as silly. I tend to find them all silly, but curious about you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to bring up today, a couple of days ago, I called about my libertarian teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yes, your history teacher.
Yes. We had an argument about a smoking ban today.
You and the history teacher?
Well, it was basically me and the history teacher, but the whole class was listening. He basically had the argument that people should, you know, that government should be able to force private businesses to stop.
Yikes, doesn't sound like much of a libertarian to me.
He's just a guy who knows the word, doesn't even know what it means.
Yeah, it's one of those people. I'm going to come back and get the rest of the story from you here. Hang on, okay? 800-259-9231. One of those people like a Neil Bortz who just wants to apply the label to himself so he can be different. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Ted Anderson for Midas. February 2nd, 2007, gold 655, ounce gold coins are 670, 636, 340, 73 for half, 170, 37 for quarter ounce. That's 670, 636, 340, 73, and 170, 37. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Bereshef's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800... What is it? 259-9231. I wasn't ready. I didn't know I was doing a rejoin. That's 1-800-259-9231.
It's amateur night, everyone.
I can't help it. You know, I'm not used to doing these things. You do all the rejoins, usually.
You know, I appreciate your help, Mark, when I'm feeling under the weather.
Well, I should be doing them every single night so that I'm good at them, and that way when the IRS hauls you off, I can still continue the show.
Did you have more?
Well, you can go to the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com, and it's a listener-editable website that, you know, mirrors our website. You can find out about the hosts. You can join the fan clubs. It's a lot of fun.
I'd say it does more than mirror our site. There are 1,000 pages on the wiki.
Mm.
That's way more than what we have on the Free Talk Live site. So it's all there. It's all free. wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live as we go back to the phones and to the fun. It's Francisco in New Jersey. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. So you called earlier this week, Francisco, to tell us that your history teacher revealed himself as a libertarian. But then today you discovered that maybe that wasn't quite so accurate. What happened?
We were having a discussion about smoking bans in class, and what he said that he believes it was fine for the government to force private businesses to stop their customers from smoking, but it was not okay to, force people not to smoke outside. And what I brought up was that it was a private property rights issue, and that he had no right to, you know, force people not to let other people smoke in their businesses.
Right.
And basically, we got off on that topic, and we basically got on to, like, what would you do to the people who did not comply with the rule? And he said, I would send them to jail. I said, what if they don't want to go to jail? And because, I wouldn't want to go to jail. I would not believe what I did was wrong.
Sure. You're just a business owner who's decided that, hey, it's my business. I should be able to allow people to smoke here if I want to.
Right. And I try to point out that, you know, whenever you deal with the government, there is a gun in the room. You know, there's always at the point of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically got angry and said, you cannot jump to conclusions in my class.
You cannot jump to conclusions? Which conclusion are you jumping to?
He basically ended my argument. He would not let me speak any farther.
Oh, jeez.
But that was pretty interesting. But what we also talked about...
You came too close to the fundamental challenge of a belief system. That's why he shut you down.
Yeah, I guess so. And then one of my classmates made the comments, I think Francisco is just against helping people.
Oh, my gosh.
But
we don't, I'm sorry, but you don't help people by threatening them with violence. That's the least effective way to help anyone. No one's ever been helped in that fashion. And if they are helped, it's just a cursory sort of surface of the skin sort of a help. You don't see the damage that is permanently done when you've been getting used to using force on others to get your way.
Right.
It's wrong to force people to do things.
But there are two aspects that I liked that we covered in class, that he believes that the drug war is useless.
Well, that's good.
And he actually shut down one of my classmates because they were saying, you know, that like pot should be legal, and he explained that the only reason it was legal because some senator lied about pot and convinced the government to, make it illegal.
Hmm.
And he also believes prostitution would be safer if it was legal. So those two aspects, I believe he's, you know, pro-freedom in that aspect.
Well, yeah, you know, we'll take him where we can get him. We'll take our allies wherever we can.
So he wants pot legal, but he wants smoking illegal.
Right.
People are amazing.
Yeah, they really are. Completely inconsistent. Francisco, any other stories for us?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
What he brought up in class was because he knows that I'm, pro-freedom,
mm-hmm.
probably more leaning towards, you know, the free market side. He said, what would you do with Osama bin Laden? And I really have no answer to that.
Well, Osama bin Laden wouldn't really exist in the world that was pro-freedom.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, because I am pro-freedom, and he's saying, you know, what if you were president, what would you do?
What if you were elected tomorrow, that sort of question.
Right, right.
Okay. Well, that gets kind of tough because you're dealing with a world that is, America is definitely not pro-freedom. It's more free than a lot of countries, but not as free as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Osama bin Laden is around is because essentially we created him. Our CIA trained him. We gave him reason to exist in occupying the Middle East.
We gave him reason to hate the United States by killing people in the Middle East during that occupation.
Right.
Right. Now, I would say the free market solution to Osama bin Laden would be, I'm the president of the United States, and I've just been elected, and how am I going to deal with Osama bin Laden? I'd have to say that should be it seems like it's, what if you put a bounty on his head?
No. I wouldn't
not
approach
the president.
It that way. I wouldn't approach it that way. I would approach it as, okay, you've elected the country of the United States has had, America has had a major paradigm shift. They've elected
right.
libertarians to office. Because if they're going to elect a libertarian president, they're likely also going to elect some libertarian senators and representatives as well. It's probably
right.
all going to happen in a landslide. So that's going to be a major, essentially, pass from the American people to do what I'm going to suggest, and that is that you essentially bring all the troops home from around the world, the 700 military bases, the 130 countries that we currently occupy. You get on television that night, you do one of those presidential speech things where he gets the media together and they put his speech on all the televisions, and you say, just wanted to apologize to the world for all of the damage that my predecessors have caused. I'd like to let everyone in the world know that the new This America is now committed to a future of non-intervention, to a future of essentially keeping to ourselves. We will we will trade with everyone, but we will fight wars for no one else. We'll only defend ourselves.
Right.
And essentially just announce it to the world that there's a major change in policy occurring on this in this particular country. That's how I would approach it.
But do you think that would satisfy people, you know, about like, oh, we need to get revenge on Osama bin Laden because he caused 9/11?
It won't no.
Well, what
won't
are they doing now? I mean, is really the question.
Right.
What are we doing today? We haven't gotten any farther that I can tell to capturing Osama bin Laden than we were the day after 9/11.
There's no way that will satisfy the warmonger bloodlust people. No way. But, I mean, if we were elected, then it really wouldn't matter if they were satisfied or
right.
not, right?
Yeah.
Because the majority of Americans at this point opposes the war in Iraq. And it certainly would satisfy Osama bin Laden, who he's come right out in his videotaped speeches saying, hey, just go away and everything will be fine. He
right.
said that, essentially.
All right.
There you go, Francisco.
Thanks guys.
For the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Not to say I trust Osama bin Laden, but I certainly don't trust the United States government, and I know that that's the correct path to follow. The path of withdrawing the troops from around the world, shutting down those military bases, and bringing it all home. Isn't that the right way to go about it?
What if you gave that as an ultimatum to the Middle Eastern people? Hey, you want the United States out of your business? Give us Osama bin Laden. We're going to pull all our people out, but in six months, we'll be back looking for him if you don't turn him over.
But President Bush has already said that he's no big deal anymore. We're not even looking for Osama bin Laden anymore.
We're not looking for him.
Why
no.
do we have to predicate that troop removal on the turnover of one man?
Just a
Let's
question.
Do the right thing, Mark, and get those troops out of those 130 countries.
I would agree with the 130 countries.
And get back to smaller government.
I do want Osama bin Laden, though.
It is Free Talk Live, and you get them yourself.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. earnmoneyathome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Earnmoneyathome123.com is a global opportunity.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. And go to freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates at update.freetalklive.com.
Oh, no, that's plural. Updates.
Updates. More than one update. Updates.freetalklive.com. Find out about all the new stuff that's going on here at Free Talk Live.
There you go. And who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many people would say that would be Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You're going to want to be there. It's going to be the Liberty event of the year. And I predict if it's as successful as I'm hoping it will be, the second one will be even bigger. Next year.
I hope so.
All right. So, Ron Paul. You know, speaking of Ron Paul, just before the show, doing some show prep, looking around, ABC News reporting that Hillary Clinton is coming out as an anti-war candidate. Because if you elect Hillary Clinton, then she will end the Iraq War. Now, I think it would be interesting if in the 2008 campaign, if Ron Paul were selected as the Republican presidential candidate, and then Hillary Clinton was on the Democratic side,
mm-hmm.
and Hillary Clinton was claiming she was going to end the Iraq War, and Ron Paul also was claiming that he would end the Iraq War. I wonder if Ron Paul would position himself as more anti-war than Hillary. I would hope he would. I would hope that Hillary Clinton would just sort of come out with, I'm going to end the Iraq War, and Ron Paul would come out hopefully and say, I'm going to end the Iraq War, the war in Afghanistan, and pull the troops home from 131 countries around the world. That'd be tough to get the Republicans behind that one, but gosh, it would be awesome if you would, wouldn't it?
I'd be all for it.
All right, so...
And I'm a Republican.
Yes, indeed. All right, 800-259-9231, you take control, you bring up anything. We were just talking with Francisco about a high school teacher of his who is masquerading as a libertarian. He agrees with us on some issues, but he's definitely not a real principled libertarian, at least. And it sort of brought me to the school conversation, and I figured let's talk schools, Mark, because there's news about Texas.
That's right.
A new mandate on the part of the bureaucrats there for your daughters, that is, if you live in Texas. And, of course, everyone else should pay close attention because bad ideas tend to spread when it comes to government. And so this could be coming to a school district near you.
Not just the bureaucrats themselves, but the governor of Texas. From Austin, the AP. Bypassing the legislature altogether, Republican Governor Rick Perry issued an order Friday making Texas the first state to require that schoolgirls get vaccinated against the sexually transmitted virus that causes cervical cancer. This is
an executive order. Just sign on the line. No, no representation required here.
Well, he saw it. He saw Bush do it, so he figured he could get away with it. This is the HPV virus and
human papilloma virus.
Right, and most people have it. Most people have HPV. It's some tremendous
born
number.
Born with it or something?
No.
It's an STD.
It's an STD, but it doesn't really have any effects other than causing cervical cancer. So all men that have it are carriers. It's not going to do anything to them. It's very transmittable.
Okay.
As opposed to most of them, which are not. By employing an executive order, Perry sidestepped opposition in the legislature from conservatives and parents' rights groups who fear such a requirement would condone premarital sex and interfere with the way Texans raise their children. They don't even talk about freedom and the girls' right to choose whether or not they get an
abortion. Yeah.
Beginning in September through 2008, girls entering the sixth grade, meaning generally girls ages 11 and 12, will have to receive Gardasil, Merck and Company's new vaccine against the strains of the human papilloma virus, or HPV.
I bet the Merck executives are happy with this decision.
No, they probably gave him a check, and that's why he decided to do it. Perry also directed state health authorities to make the vaccine available free to girls 9 to 18 who are uninsured or whose insurance does not cover vaccines. In addition, he ordered that Medicaid offer Gardasil to women ages 19 to 21. It's quite a sweeping mandate he's made.
Yeah, really.
Merck really likes this. Perry, a conservative Christian who opposes abortion and stem cell research using embryonic cells, counts on the religious right for his political base, but he has said that the cervical cancer vaccine is no different from the one that protects children against polio. I don't know about how you feel about...
Vaccines are essentially... they're not the same. I mean, vaccines are vaccines, but they're little... Usually, they're different types of vaccines, but typically they tend to be either inactive strains of the... they tend to be inactive strains of the actual virus itself.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where the body can easily create an immunity to it, and that's that.
You know, I don't know how you feel about vaccines, but I know that Wayne has children, and his children have not been vaccinated, our co-host on Wednesday nights. And I personally have received the flu vaccination two times in my life, and I have never been sicker from the flu than shortly after that vaccine. I don't trust vaccines. I'm sorry. I just don't trust them. And it's because of the vaccines I've received.
Sure.
You can call me a Luddite and a throwback or whatever you want to say. I didn't get mumps, and I had mumps vaccinations when I was little. I didn't get whooping cough, and I had whooping cough vaccinations when I was little.
It may be the case with vaccines. It may be the case that if you give them to most people are going to be okay, but there are going to be those exceptions where it just doesn't, like you must have been an exception in many cases. There were going to be, the more people you give these vaccines to, the more likely you're going to come across the exceptions, the people who get dramatically sick, or the people that die, perhaps, when they get these vaccines. Is that going to be worthwhile?
The thing is it's so difficult to sue the state. What's going to happen when my daughter dies because she got a vaccination?
SOL.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not like it couldn't happen. People, you know, you're talking about percentages here. We're dealing with a lot of girls. It doesn't have to be a large percentage, and it wouldn't be a large percentage. The HPV vaccine provides us with an incredible opportunity to effectively target and prevent cervical cancer, says Perry. Here's the money quote. Merck is bankrolling efforts to pass state laws across the country mandating Gardasil for girls as young as 11 or 12. It doubled its lobbying budget in Texas and has funneled money through Women in the Government. Women in Government, this is an organization, an advocacy group made up of female state legislators around the country.
Mm.
Perry has had ties to Merck and Women in Government. One of the drug company's three lobbyists in Texas is Mike Toomey, Perry's former chief of staff. His current chief of staff's mother-in-law, Texas Republican State Representative Diane White Delisi, is a state director for Women in Government.
This is so sick.
Right.
Because if you, again, it's like it doesn't matter how you feel about vaccines. If you are for vaccines, then go get your kids vaccinated on your own. If you're against vaccines, this is really offensive to you, these mandates. This is the equivalent of essentially mandating anything on any group of people. I mean, why don't we just mandate that all kids must eat McDonald's once a day?
Or that they can never eat McDonald's. You see, this is the problem with these kind of sweeping things is it's not the majority that cares. Really, the vast majority of people will do fine, or vast majority of girls when they're vaccinated will be fine from it, mm-hmm. and the vast majority of people will be fine that their daughters are vaccinated. There's a small percentage of people that do not want their kids vaccinated, and there's even a smaller percentage of girls who are going to receive some deleterious effects this vaccine. And who cares?
Who cares?
They've
got to
do it.
We're doing it for the best. We're doing it for the majority, Mark.
Right.
We're doing it for the safety of most Texas
girls. Sorry your daughter died and everything, but we're trying to keep kids safe here.
Yeah. Don't you feel okay about that? You should feel good. We're looking out for most kids.
Sick crap.
You know, it's just like they could. If this is acceptable in people's minds, if it's acceptable to mandate a vaccine on somebody, then it's also acceptable in the name of public health. It's also acceptable to mandate all sorts of other controls on behavior, controls on consumption. Now, I use McDonald's in the wrong direction. They could, for instance, mandate that everybody eat organic food mm-hmm. in Texas. They could mandate all sorts of health-related controls, and that's not appropriate in a free country. Are there more details?
The organic foods probably aren't going to pay like Merck is paid,
yeah.
and McDonald's is likely to pay. I don't know.
I see where you're coming from.
The governor has also received $6,000 from Merck's political action committee during his reelection campaign. Mm. Did he sell our daughters down the river for $6,000? The order is effective until Perry or a successor changes it, and the legislature has no opportunity to repeal it, said Perry spokesperson Krista Moody. Moody said the Texas Constitution...
You legislators can't do anything. We're in control
here. Texas Constitution permits the governor, as head of the executive branch, to order other members of the executive branch to adopt rules like this one.
Yuck. 1-800-259-9231. If you're a parent and you are presented with this mandate, what's your response going to be? And I'd like to know if the article explains what the punishment is for parents that don't want their daughters to have this vaccine. More on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The love song, We've Only Just Begun, may conjure pictures of summer weddings and passionate honeymoons, but my thoughts turn to cars. And when we come back, I'll tell you who's keeping me company. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Many are crooning Julio Iglesias' famous automotive tune, To All the Cars I've Loved Before. Yes, according to a survey by Strategic Vision Research and Consulting Company, 75% of us have emotional attachments to our new vehicles, evoking feelings similar to those for our spouses and significant others. And this love affair isn't just a guy thing. Women as a group were somewhat more passionate than men. To ensure you and your car live happily ever after, don't neglect the TLC of scheduled maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in about anything you want to talk about. And go to freetalklive.com and check out the live stream. We have.
Yeah, after you do that, you should also you should support the show on a voluntary basis by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. There's 35 categories of products. There are there's great deals, free Super Saver shipping deals as well on most of the products that they sell there. At Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. It is the world's largest internet retailer. And when you shop through that link, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, Free Talk Live receives a percentage of your purchase. So a great way to support the show and get the stuff you need. So we're sort of trading roles tonight here, as we did last night, Mark doing the rejoins on the show. And doing a pretty good job. I think you get better every time you do it, Mark.
Well, it does take practice.
All right. So we've been talking about a pretty scary story out of Texas. And Texas was... I don't know, but it's advertised as one of the more conservative states, which is why it's a little bit surprising that there's all sorts of health mandates coming out of there. I guess conservative, liberal doesn't really mean anything anymore, right? So that's what we're dealing with. The Texas governor has signed an executive order that essentially bypasses the state legislature, that it makes that mandates that from here on out, starting, I don't know, next year or something like that, that all...
Shortly.
All girls in, what, sixth or seventh grade?
Sixth grade.
All girls
11 or 12.
In Texas schools must submit themselves to a vaccination for the human papillomavirus. Now, of course, the excuse is that, well, this human papillomavirus, bad thing, very easily transmittable, it can lead to cervical cancer down the line, so certainly not something that you want your daughter to have, but at the same time, don't you also want to have the freedom to choose? I mean, isn't that what America is, isn't something that America is about, is liberty and the ability to make choices for your life and for your kids' lives? Here, the government is completely destroying that.
Well, this is all girls who go to public schools, just to make it, to be 100% clear.
Okay, so if your daughter goes to private school or is homeschooled, she's not going to be subject to this?
I believe that's the case.
Okay.
So yet another reason why people who love liberty would not want their kids in school.
Right.
Whether you want to get the vaccination or not, look at how they treat your kids.
Yeah, they treat your kids like they're their kids.
Mm-hmm. They're not yours. You don't get to make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Legislative aides said that they're looking for ways around the order that for parents who oppose it. He's circumventing the will of the people, said Don Richardson, president of Parents Registering Open Vaccine Education, a citizens group that fought against the right to opt out of other, or fought for the right to opt out of other vaccine requirements. There are bills filed. There's no emergency excerpt in the boardrooms of Merck. While this is a failing to gain the support that they had hoped for, that's Merck, I guess. Texas allows parents to opt out of inoculations by filing an affidavit objecting to the vaccine on religious or philosophical reasons. Even with such provisions, however, conservative groups say such requirements interfere with parents' rights to make medical decisions for their children.
So there is a way to opt out?
There is. Now, I've got to say, that I don't have too much problem with it for that reason. It's a public school. They're running their public school.
Mm-hmm.
You are willingly send your kid to a public school and let that child be educated by the government. Now they're going to let you opt out. I just can't say that they're acting too strangely.
Yeah,
it's awfully heavy-handed, but.
Right, I see where you're coming from in that, okay, they've allowed for this opt-out, but that's, at the same time it is heavy-handed, and at the same time it does have that sort of precedent of, mommy, government says that we should have a vaccine this year. And it's sort of
They're already saying that if you want your kids to go to public school, they have to have their vaccinations.
So this is just another one.
Mm.
And this is my point is, Mark, that it's just another step along the way towards total control of total government control of health care.
Well,
total government control of decisions as far as parental choices are concerned.
I'm sort of side with the defeatists in this one in that, hey, you know, the farther they get along in this mandating everything for our kids, mm-hmm. the more people are going to see that this is just an overbearing government that's into every part of our lives. So let them go ahead and do this kind of crap. That's kind of how I feel about it.
You have
the choice of to send your kid to school, and you have the choice to opt out of this if you wish.
I've got a story that's going to make you much more angry.
Okay.
Because if you can give them a pass on this one, I don't see how you're going to agree with giving them a pass on this story from NewsTarget.com. And this is also Texas, and it's also a health-related story.
Okay.
And it's one more example of how governments around the country and around the world are stepping in and making decisions for parents and individuals as to how they should choose, what sort of health care options they should choose. Months after a Texas teenager was diagnosed with cancer, state authorities have finally decided to let her return home to her family after a long legal battle in which Texas officials, not the girl's parents, attempted to determine the course of treatment for her disease. Remember last year, Mark, there was a story about a young man who's 16 years old. He was facing some cancer treatments that his parents didn't want him to receive. A judge stepped in and said, you must have these cancer treatments, and there was a lawsuit that was filed.
Right. I mean, he managed to get out of that.
Yeah, he did, but only because of the massive amounts of press attention brought to the case.
Right.
It's happening again. 13-year-old Katie Warnecki was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, a cancer of the lymph nodes, in January of 2005. The teenager underwent chemotherapy after being taken to the emergency room with what her parents had suspected was pneumonia, and doctors recommended she also receive radiation treatments. However, her parents, Michelle and Edward, refused the treatments for fear it could cause complications such as an increased risk of breast cancer, learning problems, or stunted physical growth. That's when Texas authorities intervened, making private matters public in a way that many feel violated parental rights as well as principles of health freedom. And what amounted to an attempt to force the Warneckis to submit their daughter to radiation treatments, officials with the Texas Child Protective Services took Katie away from her parents in June.
What?
After receiving a tip that Katie and her mother were hiding out at a family ranch in order to avoid the radiation the doctors claimed she needed to survive, authorities promptly took Katie into custody and arrested her mother on charges of interfering with child custody. How dare you, Mom? How dare you think that you and your daughter can make your own decisions for this young girl? Who do you think you are? Individuals with your own conscience? Individuals with your own brains functioning in your heads? Ha! You're just serfs.
We own your children.
You can't think for yourselves. Into this jail cell, woman! Although Michelle Warnecki was released on $50,000 bond.
Oh my God.
Shortly after her arrest, she returned home to find her family in shambles. The state had, in effect, kidnapped her daughter, placed her three sons in a foster home, and labeled her and her husband neglectful parents, even though they were only trying to protect their daughter from conventional medicine's harsh cancer treatments. You know, the fact is, Mark, that this is very similar to the story from last year. There are people in this country who don't trust the medical establishment. And I understand. I mean, there are all kinds of examples year after year of misdiagnosis and prescription drugs that kill people that they're intended to help. So
mm-hmm.
I can see where they're coming from on their reticence and their fear to accept these medical treatments. They may want to go and approach some homeopathic remedies first. They may want to try the natural approach first before they go through with the most dramatic chemotherapy options.
It may or may not be the way that I would approach it. But I'm not approaching it.
But you're not them.
Right. You know, they should be allowed to treat it with cow dung if that's what they choose to do. I'm sorry. When the child doesn't get to make the decision and the state does, how long before the state decides that they can just outlaw treatment, period?
Yeah, that's a good question. This is just another step along the path towards total state control of your health.
And your children.
Though thus began a long and difficult struggle for a family that received national attention and raised significant questions about medical freedom and parental rights. On June 9th's episode of NBC's Today Show, the mom said of her daughter, quote, "I think they should treat her for what the body calls for and not standard protocol. Nobody will look at that. Not every cancer is the same. No one understands that. Her body isn't standard, and her cancer isn't standard." She says a videotaped statement recorded by Katie's parents shows the girl saying, "I don't need radiation treatment, and nobody asked me what I wanted. It's my body." Thank goodness that some kids understand that concept. And whether or not she's making the right choice, I don't know. I don't know what the right choice is. I've never done any research into cancer treatments. I feel like they should have their choices respected. And I don't think that that's going out on a limb or being radical at all.
I'd have to agree.
Apparently some people would disagree with us on this, Mark. I would like to hear from anybody out there who believes that the government should be able to make these decisions for individuals and their kids. There must be a contingent of people out there that supports the government in this case.
Sounds like it.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. And hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Joseph in Boston wants to talk about Walmart, so we'll get to him if he's patient. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to